Well, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Mario Cotto is a DJ with KCRW. He's with us from Santa Monica. Mario, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Jay Hobbs.
Well, you've learned my nickname, apparently, you have brought along a lot of great music, a lot of it from the UK. And let's get right to it here with Joel Hood, and this is the song Gone. People can't tell from this, you are the dance guy at KCRW, right? So tell us about Joel Hood.
Well, he's a pop artist from North Yorkshire in the, you know, North England, which isn't really a super breezy, sunny kind of place, I don't think. It's cooler and kind of rainy most of the time. But he's created this gorgeous, very Balearic, in quotation marks, dance track that's just it just does everything I want to find in a dance track.
What do you mean? What does it do?
It's just so emotive, and it's like it's beautiful and a little melancholic, but it just feels like a setting sun.
Well, on his SoundCloud page, I see that he describes his music as not very danceable dance music from the north of England. And we have another London-based group, by the way, that you've brought us, Apiento and Company. And let's listen here to their song, ESP.
ESP.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's super chill. Apiento is this dude. He's this mysterious figure. Runs a label. He has a label, but he's got a blog called Test Pressing. It's a compendium of all things Balearic and sort of islandy vibes. And he just sort of has a bunch of mixtapes of different Ibizan club tracks and stuff. And he's just put out a couple things right now, but they're all really, really super cool. And just get across that summery vibe.
And before we move on to the next one, which is also an English group, by the way, why do you think so much great dance music is coming out of the UK?
They've always really dug into whatever cultural vibe that, you know, the youth are into. I mean, the acid house, rave culture, even with the Beatles and Northern Soul. Like, there was just something where they take what we've sort of created and then they just go really, really obsessive, compulsive about it and just find new angles to it. You know, there's a lot of back and forth there between the UK and our music culture, and we just sort of share that back and forth. But I'm an Anglophile at heart. I always have been, with, you know, from everything from post-punk to acid house. Like, this is just, I don't know, I just love it.
Well, I'm the son of a Brit, so let's get to the next English electronic duo here, Simian Mobile Disco. This is Hypnic Jerk. We'll be right back. Mario, I'm noticing a theme here, which is some of these funny little, almost computer-like sounds in the background.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these guys, I mean, they've been one of the most consistent dance artists of the last decade. I had the great pleasure of DJing. They performed this record and recorded it live at Pappy and Harriet's in the desert in Joshua Tree. And it was just a really cold night out in the desert, and they had all of their analog equipment set up, and they had this unbelievable light show. And it was one of the more like face-melting experiences of my life. And I remember hearing this track in particular for the first time, just like all these bubbly, you know, layers of sound and just gorgeous melodies. Recording this album live, you know, in the middle of the desert, and it sounds like it was crafted in a studio in a basement somewhere. It's really remarkable.
Well, let's come into the United States next, and to New York City and the group Los Porcos. And here's the song "Jesus Loves You, Baby." I hear a little bit of the Smiths there. I hear a little bit of jungle there. What do you hear?
I hear sunshine and like the waves crashing on the beach. It's become very en vogue, this concept of Balearica or something, which is that hearkening to Ibiza and island jams. But the sound is just, it's so pretty. I don't really know how else to describe it other than they're just layering their voices in a way and harmonizing in a way that's just super, super pleasant and just feels like warm. They were originally another band, Wu Life, and then they split off and created different music projects. And this has been on SoundCloud for like a year or something. And this guy named Tim Shore, who he's in a band called Coyote, he's got a little label called Uber, and he just put a couple of remixes on it and has put it out on vinyl. And I'm so grateful that there's a physical copy of this now out in the world.
And when you say that you see sunshine and waves crashing on the beach, I'm guessing you probably have seen sunshine and waves crashing on the beach earlier today, perhaps, because you are, what, a mile from the beach at this point?
Yeah. Actually, yesterday, I was at the Santa Monica Pier DJing at sunset, which was a lot of fun. And whenever I can go somewhere and be playing where the water's meeting land and the sun is setting, that's just like perfect.
Mario Cotto is a DJ with KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Mario, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.